touchdowns and tackles. Sacks and pick sixes.
And he's picked off! Ramsey!
Circus-like grabs, quarterback catches. These are a few of our favorite things. When the road is tough and the losses pile up, a game like Saturday reminds us things aren't so bad. Tonight on All Access, a few of our favorite things from Christmas Eve.
This is Jaguars All Access, brought to you by Fields Auto Group. Fields matters because you matter.
When you look around this room and you believe in the guys that are next to you, that's the strongest damn thing a team has. Not the coaches, not anything else. The players from within.
It's December 26th. It's still a beautiful night here in North Florida, and we're at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale, where the beer is cold, the pizza's hot and fresh, and the smiles are big among Jaguar fans as the Jaguars have come up with a victory in week 16 of the NFL season, beating the Titans. Hi, everybody. Sam Kavaris, Jeff Lagerman here with you for the next half hour to talk about that win over the Titans and the final game against Indianapolis. It is one of those games that's a bit bittersweet because that's the team we thought they were going to be all year long.
Isn't that the truth?
Absolutely.
Boy, I mean, the fans just had us. I mean, we got a round of applause to open the show, and it wasn't for us.
Right.
Okay, we're not that good. It's because it's been 376 days since there's been a win at the bank.
Right.
That's finally a long time.
Finally get a home win, and to help us celebrate that is our longtime friend Jonathan Ciprian is here tonight. Sip, as he's known to just about everybody, listed officially 6 feet 217. Is that accurate? I feel like that's
pretty accurate.
Fourth year out of FIU, of course. 121 tackles, a sack, forced fumble this year, this season. Founder of the SIP squad for At-Risk Youth Foundation. And he's at @J_Ciprian. Jonathan, great to have you here once again. That is who you guys thought you were going to be all year long, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, coming into this year, we had a lot of expectations. And we kind of did what we kind of planned on doing this whole year.
How does it feel? I mean, it's been so long. It's been a long time, Chicago, right? I mean,
It feels great. It feels great to get a win, but so much more because we were home and we did it in the last home game of the season. You know, we're closing out 2017 how we should, and it was exciting for us.
I know a lot of the players talked about Gus Bradley after the game. Your thoughts on the week and the emotion after a win, even though you just lost your head coach?
Yeah, well, you know, it's difficult. You know, we went through a lot of turmoil and a lot of transition. It's never good for any organization. But for us to go out there, win that game, we understand that, you know, Gus was a part of that. Things didn't go our way, his way. But we understand that we're moving forward, and Gus is going to be more than well off as he continues his career.
Let's take a look at our Baptist Health game-changing moments and all of them on the plus side, starting with that opening touchdown catch by Marquise Lee with the opening drive.
21 yards, and look, Marquise Lee has just become a dynamic threat, and I don't want to call him a number two receiver because, you know, you could make the argument that he's the number one receiver, and that play right there to where he gets vertical over the defensive back was simply fantastic by him.
Man, you know what? Keese is a special guy. And since he stepped foot here in Jacksonville, he's been that same guy. Injury's been holding him back. But, you know, with a healthy year under his belt, he's proved just a little bit of what he can do.
And for the first time since 1985, guy threw a pass to a guy for a touchdown, and the guy threw a pass back to him for a touchdown. It's the first throw that Marquise Lee has ever made at any level, any pass, any time.
And he did pretty good, right?
I mean,
he needs to retire. He's got a perfect quarterback rating, 158.3. You know, just stop right there.
Hey, well, let me give you a little inside scoop on it just to give Marquise a little bit more praise on that. They haven't ran that play in practice for about 5 weeks now. So they pulled that out 5 weeks ago, putting that in practice, installing it, ran it in the game, and he did it to perfection.
And I think Blake said after the game they actually had it called 5 times during the season, but the defense didn't present that man that they were looking for.
Exactly. It's one of those things you can call in the huddle, but once you get to the line of scrimmage, if you don't have the look, you've got to check out of it. And he said they called it multiple times, had to check out of it. And I did ask him after the game, what was better, the throw or the catch? And he admitted it was the throw.
The throw was right on the money. They even had that called earlier in this game as well. And I tell you what, if you were at this game or you saw it on TV, you saw the beginning of what Jalen Ramsey is about to become, and that is an absolute monster out there.
Boy, and watching him in the game at Houston, Jonathan, I don't know if we thought we would see better, but in this game, I thought we did see better. He got his hands on three different balls. He makes this interception for a pick six. Was going to coast into the end zone. Rishard Matthews started to close a little bit. Nobody's going to catch him.
No, nobody's going to catch that man. As soon as he's out in front, we can trust that, you know, he's going to take it all the way. He has, you know, world-class speed, especially for his size. He's unique, and, you know, he's using all his ability.
And with him being a corner, you being a strong safety, okay, the physical defensive back, most cover corners aren't the physical type. You've got to respect how he plays the game because he is, I think, the most physical corner in football right now.
Hey, you know what? Exactly. And you know he has some history playing safety back in college. So I think that really helped him as far as being a complete football player, a complete corner, because he is physical in the run game and he can cover.
Although he has a bit of a self-deprecating manner about it, Doug Marrone does certainly deserve some credit for kind of just keeping a steady hand this week. He told us he changed a couple things, John, just because it was more comfortable for him. But that this basically was the same football team that had played for the first 14 weeks.
Yeah, for sure. You know, what he wanted to do is make sure he didn't change too much because, you know, at this point of the season, all of us have a specific routine. And you always want to stay with your same routine as an athlete to get prepared for a game and not switch it up too much. And that's what he did. And he did well this week.
All right, so I got to ask it. I've been asked this question multiple times today. Where was the quarterback's performance at in previous weeks that we got on Saturday?
Well, you know what? I don't know. That's not a question for me to answer.
He was fantastic, though.
He was. You know, and, you know, there was looks out there that presented themselves. He attacked places that he felt he could. You know, and we just we got the better of them. We got the best of them. The receivers were able to make great plays. You know, I was real proud of Blake, and we had his back last week. We have his back this week.
26 of 38 for over 300 yards passing, a 105 rating. And it's crazy, Sam. The first 300-yard passing game that he has had, and the team has won.
And, Jeff, as you know, in this league, as long as you've been around it, as your quarterback goes, that's how you go. And he doesn't have to play great, but he has to give you a chance to win. And he did both on Saturday.
Well, he gave more than
right.
that.
He did both.
I thought the first drive, Jonathan, was so important. And he comes out 3 of 3, and we saw the pass to Marquise Lee. But even more important than that was like a 21, 23-yarder in which he hits A-Rob over the top. And that's a touch throw that was dead on the money. And starting out that way and really finishing that way I thought was key for y'all's team.
For sure. I think, you know, offensively, I think they really dominated the game. You know, Tennessee is not a team that can kind of be ran over in this league. If you look at their history, they've been doing pretty well as of late. And for our offense to go out there and show a great performance, it was real important.
You and I talked in the locker room last week before the game, and I said, you know, these guys are going to be right in front of you, and they're just going to come try to run over you. And you said, I like it that way. And we were able to hold them to 2.9 yards per carry, which is an amazing statistic against a team like Tennessee that can, in fact, run the football.
Oh, for sure. You know, they hang their hat on running the football. And Tennessee, before coming into our game, they were averaging 4.9 yards a carry. And that was one of our goals, to make sure that we stopped that. And that's exactly what we did.
And they've got a fabulous back. DeMarco Murray is fantastic. I mean, as far as having a combination of power, vision, speed, he's got it all. The ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. The best back you guys have seen all year long, and you shut him down.
Oh, for sure. You know, he is a very talented back. I've played him in the past years and just twice this year. You know, he runs behind his pads. He's very strong, hard to bring down. At the same time, you know, you think he can't run away from guys, but he does, and he breaks those long yarders.
We'll take a quick break here in Jaguars All Access at Mellow Mushroom. When we come back, we'll check on a couple of things, the film room, four down territory. All that continues live here on Jaguars All Access.
still to come on Jaguars All Access. Blake Bortles had his best game of the year on Saturday. Jeff breaks it down. Plus, we're getting social with Sip in four-down territory. But first, go on the field with cornerback Prince Amukamara, mic'd up in the Southern Four Dealers, Sounds of the Game.
Hey, you know you mic'd up when no one wants to sit by you. I thought you were the cutter. That's Harry. I know you a cutter, Harry.
See, you watch film.
Yeah. You gotta respect it.
We did.
Who had him?
Oh, I did. I had him. Let's go.
You had it, Dan.
21 Savage had him.
Hell of a stop now.
Yes,
hell of a stop.
How many times they want to keep going to you? I hope they go after you all game because you've been playing lights out, man. Let's go.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And by NFL Ticket Exchange. Buy and sell Jaguars tickets at NFL Ticket Exchange.
Next time you visit one of the five Mellow Mushroom locations in Jacksonville, make sure you take a selfie with your favorite Jaguar, then post the picture on Instagram with the hashtag MellowJags. You could win a $100 Mellow Mushroom gift card. And once again, thanks to the Fields Auto Group for their continued support here on Jaguars All Access. A lot of stuff to break down in the film room. Let's go immediately to Jeff and take a look at some of those real positive things that happened on Saturday. Jeff?
Well, Sam, the most positive thing was the play of the quarterback. You know, after the game, you felt like that he had a great game. He had accuracy, timing, decision-making. It was all on par for Blake Bortles. Well, the film room doesn't lie, and it confirmed exactly what I thought after the game. Blake got off to a great start. Allen Robinson at the bottom. This is just a go route, bump and run coverage. But the problem, there's no bump. There's just a run, and Allen Robinson runs right by Valentino Blake. Look at the throw by Blake Bortles. Dead on the money. That's the way you start the game. And this bootleg later in the game. Right-handed quarterbacks running to their left. This is not an easy throw, but it's on the money to Allen Robinson. Could it have been a little bit out front? Sure, but this is perfect. Allen Robinson can take it and do something with it. Blake Bortles' accuracy on the run throw, nice. And then later in the game, a 3rd and 7, Blake Bortles has pressure. First of all, the decision is stand in there, but look at the point in which he decides to throw the ball. Brian Walters is not even into his break. So that ball is thrown well before Brian Walters has any idea that it's coming. But it's perfect. It's on time. Pressure, decision-making, accuracy, that's my favorite play of the game.
That last play to me was just spectacular. The ability to make a decision quickly with the blitz in your face and have it be accurate once you throw it, simply fantastic. Now, a lot of people are asking, where's that been? Well, I got to say this, Sam. The Tennessee Titans don't exactly have the best back end in the National Football League. Their secondary is not the most talented, in other words. So let's kind of all take this with a little bit of a grain of salt.
And Doug did say today that he could tell the players had a focus going into the game with a particular game plan. Felt pretty confident in it, that they could execute that. That was the same way on defense. You had a game plan to stop the run, and you were confident even when they gained yardage, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, our game plan was to stop the run, make sure we'd had no explosive plays there, and also not to give up explosive plays in the pass game. And they tried to do both, and we were just successful in stopping them.
John, you're obviously known as a physical guy coming up from the back end, but is there a time in the game, I've always been told, that late in the third quarter, early in the fourth quarter, one team decides, all right, I've had enough. Can you tell when you hit guys that they've had enough?
Yeah, you know, for me, it's like, you know, I'm going to kind of, you know, wear and tear you down, especially depending on the back. There's some backs that kind of try to do a little bit more or a little bit extra. And, you know, for me being a safety, sometimes coming from where I am, I just got to remind them that, look, we're not doing that. at all. You know, I just try to, you know, put my stamp on the game, try to be dominant and with anyone that's in front of me. And right. I think they remember that.
All right, without, I know you respect all the guys you're playing. Just give me the one name that you know when you play this guy, you got to buckle that chin strap and make sure it's buckled because you're going to get hit and he's going to get hit.
You know what? I have to say DeMarco Murray. You know
is that right?
I mean? Yeah, for sure. Him, I would say, you know, going with him, it's a battle. You know, usually when I hit dudes, they usually go back. But there was time we stalemated each other a couple times. So I like going versus him.
How about that? All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will send John over to four down territory with Brian Jackson. Stay with us here on Jaguars All Access.
The thing that I am happy for, Coach Bradley, our assistant coaches, our players, okay, our organization, our owner, everyone involved. What did I say at halftime? Merry
Christmas.
Here we go. Here we go. All right. Hey, we always talk about this. We always talk about it. We always break down. Win on three. One, two, three. Win.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good, and by Lexus. Come to the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
The Fuel Up to Play 60 program is back in 2016. Join the movement. Help make the next generation of youth the most active and healthy. Find Florida Fuel Up to Play 60 on Facebook for more information, and you can learn how to join the program. Let's go directly into four down territory with Brian Jackson and learn some more about Jonathan Cyprian. Brian?
Thank you, Sam. And we're just, you know, a couple of hours away from the end of Christmas. So looking back, what would you say was your best Christmas memory as a kid growing up in Florida?
I'll say the best memory for me is waiting till midnight on Christmas Eve to open up my presents.
Okay, so they let you open up presents a little bit early.
Yeah. Us and the family, get mom, everybody stays up, and we end up opening all of them, but, you know, that was fun.
And you've also started your Sip Squad Foundation, so what led you to start that?
You know, I always have a passion for kids and just the kids that kind of came from where I came from and, you know, just probably have setbacks and, you know, kind of count it out. You know, there's choices for those type of kids, and I just wanted to help do something to help those kids out there.
Now, you guys are pretty much a lot of veterans in the secondary, except for Jalen. So what kind of rookie duties have you guys made him do? Is it buying donuts, maybe dinner, bringing in helmets, bringing in shoulder pads? Have you guys kind of made him pay his dues as a rookie?
Yeah, well, as a rookie, you know, we had to hit him with the rookie dinner. And, you know, not only the defensive backs came, but some wide receivers.
How much did he have to spend?
Let's say, you know, the whole bill was about like $5,000.
Okay. Not too bad. And also, you come from a small school, FIU, so would you feel like you maybe came into the league with a chip on your shoulder, knowing that you came from a small school and, you know, not one of the Power 5 schools?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, all the way leading up into the draft, I was kind of having that knock that, you know, he came from FIU, could he handle it here? And, you know, of course, I believed in myself and my coaches did, and, you know, I guess it speaks for itself now.
We're also going to see your FIU teammate, T.Y. Hilton, coming up on Sunday. Back over to you, Sam.
Jeff, you came from a big school, Virginia, and you were a first-round pick.
Big school, but not a big athletic school.
Still, you were a big-time pick. I mean, you were – did the veterans treat you differently because of that?
Well, they treated me differently because I was a first-round pick. They expected me to pay all the bar tabs.
Which is tough in New York, by the way, right?
The bar tabs can get pretty big when you're talking about NFL players now.
Exactly right. All right. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, the G-Series Prime Headlines, that's all next, right here on Jaguars All Access.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by Fields Auto Group. Fields matters because you matter.
This week's G-Series Prime Headlines begin with a game that finishes the season at the beginning of a new year. That's against Indianapolis on New Year's Day. Jaguars have a chance to go 3-3 in the division in the AFC South.
Which would be a nice way to finish it up. And, Jonathan, Merry Christmas. I know that you have some family in for Christmas. So what's the best Christmas gift that you got?
It's a good one. You know, I have to say it's this year. And I got a candy machine shaped as a trophy. And it's written on it. It says, Family MVP. I got it from my family, so I thought that was kind of cool.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Quick comment on your shoes. I know you're pretty proud of the shoes you wear.
Hold these things up. These things are like slippers, man.
You know, this is the second time I've been here. You guys mentioned my shoes, man, so I know I'm doing something right.
Every week.
Personally, Sam, I kind of like the crushed velour top.
Oh, the velour top is nice. That is nice and warm.
I'm keeping it, Christian. I'm just reminding you, you know, Christmas was yesterday, you know.
John, stay healthy. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
I'll try. Thanks a lot.
Jeffrey, thank you. And thank you for watching here on Jaguars All Access.